Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Voice Ted Williams, Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, Triskaidekaphobia Day, November 13th, 2020. And away we go. Now, what I thought we would do this hour, because we have not done this, and I know people really like it when we do this, is we're going to start the Family Feud a little early today. Now, let me get the category. We got new categories this week, so this will be a lot of fun. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Let's see. Here's the first category today. It has 10 answers. 10 answers. Here we go. Here's the category. Name something you fill with air. Name something you fill with air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. Does anybody know what that might be? Something you fill with air. 740-383-9944. Now, remember, we've got 10 big answers here. Something you fill with air. Starting the old Family Feud a little early this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Tire.
Tire. Number two on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Okey-doke.
Tire number two on the list. Something you fill with air. That's what we're looking for here. Something you fill with air. Number two, tire. Go ahead, caller.
Balloons.
Balloons, number one on the list. You got it. Thank you. Balloons and tires. We've got number one and number two on the list at this particular point. Something you fill with air. Does anybody know what the other answers would be? Something you fill with air. Family Feud category on this Friday, Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day. You know, I like saying Triskaidekaphobia. I have no idea why, but I like saying Triskaidekaphobia. All right, here we are. Something you fill with air. We've got balloons and we've got tires. Number one and two. What are the other eight answers? We've got eight big answers, aside from balloons and tires. Go ahead, caller.
How about your lungs?
Your lungs. Well, that's important these days. Lungs are number nine on the list. You got
it. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Lungs, number nine on the list. Name something you fill with air. We've got 10 big answers here. Balloons, number one. Tires, number two. Lungs, number nine. So we've still got seven answers here. Name something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
Speech. It's like an air mattress.
Okay, let's see here. An air mattress is number 10 on the list. You got it.
Yep.
All right, air mattress comes in at number 10 on our list today. Balloons 1, tires 2, lungs 9, and air mattress number 10. So we've still got six answers left on the list. Name something you fill with air. Something you fill with air. 22 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. Balloons, tires, lungs, and air mattresses have all been taken. What are the remaining six answers of the 10 we started with? Go ahead, caller.
How about some kind of raft?
A raft. Let's see here. Raft, inner tube, number 5.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Raft and inner tube does make the list. All right, now we've got half of them. We started with 10. We've got 5 of them down at this point. Name something you fill with air. Balloons, tires, raft, lungs, air mattresses. We've got those, but there are still 5 on the list. Name something you fill with air. Does anybody know what this would be? Something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about a flotation device?
Flotation device. Let's see here. Floaties, number 6 on the list.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Floaties make the list. Those flotation devices, which we need when we are in the water. All right, something you fill with air, balloons, tires, raft, floaties, lungs, air mattresses. Go ahead, caller.
How about an air tank?
An air tank. No air tanks on the list. Air tanks do not make the list today. Something you fill with air. Balloons, tires, raft, floaties, lungs, air mattresses. We have 6, but there are still 4 left to go. Something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about a scuba diver?
Scuba diver. Let's see here. You know what? Diving kit, number 3.
All right.
Thank you. Diving kit, which I think would be scuba diving, number 3 on the list. So there you go. We're down to 3. Only 3 answers left here. Name something you fill with air. Something you fill with air. Now we've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, lungs, and air mattress. There are 3 answers left. What do you fill with air? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you fill with air? Here we go. Let's see what's sliding around the corner. Go ahead, caller.
About an air compressor.
Air compressor. Let's see here. No air compressor on the list. Thank you. Air compressor does not make the list. Something you fill with air. 25 minutes past the hour, name something you fill with air. That's what we want to know here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a CO2 or a BB gun?
CO2 or a BB gun? Not on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. No CO2 or a BB gun. Something you fill with air. We've got 7 of the 10. We've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, lungs, air mattresses. 3 answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about an oxygen tank?
Oxygen tank. Let's see here. No oxygen tank. Oxygen tank does not make the list. Name something you fill with air. That's where we are. Something you fill with air. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about shocks?
Shocks. Let's see here. No shocks on the list.
Thank you.
Shocks do not make the list. Something you fill with air. 7 answers down, 3 to go. We've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, lungs, and an air mattress. but there are three answers left. Something you fill with air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. All right, maybe this is one of the remaining three answers coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about football and basketball?
Let's see here. Sports balls, number 7 on the list. You got it.
And basketball.
Yeah, but that both of those fall under the same category. All right, the sports balls fall number 7 on the list. So there you go. Let's go to the next caller here. See what we got. Go ahead, caller.
The swimming pool?
Swimming pool. Let's see here. Swimming pool, not on the list. No swimming pool on the list today. Name something you fill with air. Something you fill with air. Two answers left. We've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, lungs, and air mattress. There are two things left. Something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about an aerosol can?
An aerosol can, not an aerosol can.
Nope.
No aerosol cans on the list. Something you fill with air. Something you fill with air. 29 minutes past the hour here. Balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, lungs, air mattresses. Still two answers left on the list. Something you fill with air. Does anybody know what those two remaining items are? Something you would fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
About the inflatables. That stand in the yard and stuff.
No inflatables. Inflatables do not make the list, although you see a lot of those from time to time. Well, especially this time of year as we head into the holiday season. Something you fill with air. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about brakes?
Brakes. I've heard of air brakes. You're absolutely right. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Thanks,
Doc. No air brakes on the list. Something you fill with air. The good old air. What are you filling up with air? That's the question this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about an airbag?
An airbag. Number 8 on the list. You got it.
Number 8.
All right, airbag was number 8 on the list. So we've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, air mattress. One answer left on the list. Name something you fill with air. Does anybody know what it is? Something you fill with air. One answer left. Are we going to get it? We've done pretty well with this category. 10 answers and 9 down, but there's one answer left. Name something you fill with air. Balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, and air mattresses have all been given. But there is one answer left on the table today. What is it? Something you fill with air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. Maybe we have stumped the audience this morning. We got 9 of them. But there is one left out there that we do not have. Something you fill with air. What would that be? 740-383-9944. You know, and I still don't think we got a very secure answer on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, apparently it's going to be shorter, but other than that, we really don't know at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
How about bubble wrap?
No bubble wrap. Bubble wrap does not make the list. Something you fill with air. What could it be? Something you fill with air. Nine answers came fairly easily. Now, see, I'm getting a little feedback on this whole Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade thing, because apparently there'll be balloons, there'll be no marching bands. I don't know how that's going to come off. Well, hopefully they have Garfield. He's a balloon. That's all you need. Name something you fill with air. What answer are we missing here? Balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, air mattresses. What's the final answer? Something you fill with air. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. What is the one answer that eludes us here today? We got the first nine fairly easy. But one answer that we don't have. What could it be? Well, let's see. I'll try to give you a hint on this. Well, we'll take this call, then I'll give you a hint. Something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about an air tank?
Not an air tank, but a good guess.
How about a human being?
That's a good guess, too. Heaven knows we need to fill those with air. Not on the list, though. Thank you.
Okay.
No human being, no air tank. Something you fill with air. Now, remember, we've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, and air mattresses. What are we neglecting here? Something you fill with air. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the boots that people have to wear for, like, orthopedic?
Like the inflatable casts?
Yes.
Yes. Not on the list, but a very good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Not the old inflatable cast, but a good guess. Those are filled with air. Name something you fill with air. Balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, and air mattresses. One answer left. Name something you fill with air. What could it be? Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. Something you fill with air. What is it? Okay, let me see if I can try to give a hint on this one. Something you fill with air. Okay. This would be something that is outside. This would pretty well be an outside item. I don't know that you would use this much inside. Mostly you see these outside. And another hint, let me see here. It's mostly something you would see in the summer. You wouldn't see a whole lot of this in the winter. Something you fill with air. Something outside. Something you would see more of in the summer. Something you fill with air. Does anybody know what that is? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a bouncy house?
Not a bounce house, but a good guess.
All right.
Thank you. Not a bounce house. Something you fill with air. Now remember, it's an outside thing, and you would probably see more of it in the summer than in the winter. Matter of fact, I think it's definitely associated with summer. You see a lot of these when summer comes around. Something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about pool toys?
Do you have one in specific?
Fish. I don't know. I just was thinking of pool toys.
It is a pool toy, but what do you think the most popular pool toy is?
Like a ring?
Not a ring, but close. Keep thinking.
Not a ring. Now, it is a pool toy, but not a ring. Name something you fill with air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there's floaties that the kids put on their arms while they're swimming.
No floaties.
Floaties? Matter of fact, I think we got floaties. The answers we already have: balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, and air mattress. Now, this is a... As I said, it's an outside thing associated with summer, things you fill. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Do you have an answer?
A swimming pool?
Not a swimming pool, but that's a good guess.
Not a swimming pool. 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. Something you fill with air. Now we've got balloons, tires, diving kit, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, air mattress. What is the one thing that we do not have? Now, it's an outside thing. It's something mostly associated with summer. What is it? Something you fill with air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you fill with air. Is anybody going to get the answer that's eluding us this morning? Go ahead, caller.
How about a beach?
A beach ball. That's it. Beach ball number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Yes, beach ball was the answer. So, the 10 things. Name something you fill with air. Balloons, tires, diving kit, beach ball, raft, floaties, sports balls, airbags, lungs, and air mattresses. Those are the answers. Top 10 answers for something you fill with air. All right, let's go on to category number 2 here. Whoop. Let's see how many answers we have for that. We have 10 answers for this. Okay. Name something that makes you itch. Name something that makes you itch. 10 answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that makes you itch. What would make you itch? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy. Let's see here. Number 3 on the list. Thank you.
Poison ivy, number 3 on the list. Name something that makes you itch. What would make you itch? 10 answers. 1 down. Poison ivy. What else do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
How about wool?
Wool. Let's see here. Wool is number 5. You got it.
The old wool clothes. A lot of people still have the old wool sweaters this time of year. Wool is on the list. Name something that makes you itch. We've got poison ivy and we've got wool.
of the top 10 answers. Go ahead, caller.
A mosquito bite.
Mosquito bite. Let's see here. Bug bite, number one answer.
Okie doke.
Thank you. The pesky old bug bites. Number one answer on things that make you itch. What else do we have? Things that make you itch. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Dry skin.
Dry skin. Number four on the list. You got it. Thank you. Dry skin clocks in at number four on the list today. So we've got bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, and wool at this point. Things that make you itch. 10 answers in all. What do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
How about poison oak?
Poison oak. Let's see here if that's on the list. No poison oak on the list.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. No poison oak on the list. Things that make you itch. That's where we are. Things that make you itch. 10 answers on the board. And we have four. We've got the bug bite, the poison ivy, the dry skin, and the wool. But there are six answers left. Things that make you itch. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cat?
A cat. Let's.
A cast.
Okay, let's see here. No cast on the list.
Okay.
Cast does not make the list. Things that make you itch. No cast on the list. What makes you itch? Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, and wool. We've got still six answers on the board. Things that make you itch. Does anybody know what those would be? Things that make you itch. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Approaching 45 minutes past the hour. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about hives?
Hives.
Hives.
No hives on the list. Hives do not make the list. Things that make you itch. Things that make you itch. What would they be? Maybe a little bit of a difficult category here. The first four came pretty easy. Let's see if this is a correct answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Sunburn.
Sunburn. Let's see here. Sunburn number eight. Yes, sunburn is number eight on the list. Things that make you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, and sunburn have all been taken. That's half of them. We've got 10. What are the other five? Things that make you itch. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that make you itch. Still five answers out there. And trust me, they are all things that would make you itch. The ones we have, bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, sunburn, but still five answers. Things that make you itch. What are those things that make you itch? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 14 minutes left in the hour here. Things that make you itch. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
How about head lice? Body lice?
Lice is number 10 on the list.
What?
Number 10 on the list, lice. So now we've got six. We've got bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, sunburn, and lice. But still four answers left. Things that make you itch. What are those four things that we do not have that make you itch?
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that make you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, sunburn, and lice have all been taken. What are the other four answers? Things that make you itch. Four still left. 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is one of them coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about bed bugs?
Bed bugs. Let's see here. No bed bugs on the list.
How about crabs?
Well, they certainly would make you itch. They don't make the list, but two good answers.
I guess they do. I don't know.
I don't know. We'd have to find somebody who had some.
I never wanted any.
No. Keep those far away. Keep them far away.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Things that make you itch at this point. I guess those would be itching components, but I don't know. We'd have to find somebody who was an expert in that. All right, things that make you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, sunburn, lice. Still have four answers left. The number two answer is still on the board. Things that make you itch. We have number 1, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 10. Looking for 2, 6, 7, and 9. Things that make you itch. Does anybody know what those things would be? Things that make you itch. We're approaching the final 10 minutes of this hour. Are we going to get these four answers? Things that make you itch. Go ahead, caller.
How about dandruff?
Dandruff. Let's see here. Not on the list, but a good
Man,
guess.
I'm unlucky today.
I know. We're getting there. We'll get there.
All right.
Thank you. Dandruff does not make the list. Things that make you itch. Four left. Things that make you itch. Maybe we don't have a lot of itching and scratching going on out there. Go ahead, caller.
How about grass and weeds?
Grass, number 7 on the list. You got it. Thank you. Grass was number 7 on the list. Things that make you itch. Grass makes number 7. So we're down to 3 answers and about 10 minutes. Will we get the final 3 answers in 10 minutes? Things that make you itch. We've got bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, grass, sunburn, lice. Still have 3 answers on the big board. Things that make you itch. How good are you? Are you going to get these 3 answers before we go to break here in about 9 minutes now? At this pace, I don't know if we're going to make it. We've still got 3 answers left, and we're just about at 9 minutes now. Things that make you itch. 740-383-9944. Here comes another person. Go ahead, caller.
How about your beard?
Beard. Let's see here. No beard on the list. Beard does not make the list. Things that make you itch. Beard, not one of them today. 3 answers left. 1 is the number 2 answer. So very high up on the list. We've got the 2, the 6, and the 9th answer left of 10. Things that make you itch. Does anybody know what those final 3 answers are? Things that make you itch. All right, go ahead, caller.
Allergic reaction.
An allergy is number 9 on the list. Thank you. Allergy comes in at number 9. So we still have 2 answers left on the list. Allergy
is number 9. Things that make you itch. Still 2 answers left. And the number 2 answer is one of them. Number 2 and number 6 still left on the list. Things that make you itch. Go ahead, caller.
Insulation.
Insulation. Let's see. Insulation is number 6 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Insulation comes in at number 6 on the list. So now we're down to one answer. 8 minutes left to go and one answer left here. And it's the number 2 answer on the list. Things that make you itch. Now we've got bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, insulation, grass, sunburn, allergy, and lice. But there's one answer left, and it's the number 2 answer on the list with 7 minutes left to go in this particular hour. Things that make you itch. What would it be? Go ahead, caller.
Fleas.
Not fleas. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Fleas do not make the list. Things that make you itch. Fleas, not on the list. Although they do make you itch. What is that one answer that is eluding us? The number 2 answer on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about, this is for women. When they're pregnant.
When they're pregnant. Well, no pregnancy on the list today.
No pregnancies on the list today. Things that make you itch. Well, you know, one of those things. But no pregnancy. Things that make you itch. Still, number 2 on the list remains. What is it? Things that make you itch. We've got bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, insulation, grass, sunburn, allergy, lice. Go ahead, caller.
How about soap?
No soap.
Soap does not make the list. Things that make you itch. No soap. 740-383-9944. We're down to about 5 minutes left in this hour, still trying to get this number 2 answer on the list of things that make you itch. Things that make you itch. What could it be? One answer left. Does anybody know what the final thing is that would make you itch? Go ahead, caller.
How about marriage, as in the 7-year itch?
Well, I would get the 7-minute itch.
Yeah, I know you would.
Maybe 7 seconds. It really all depends at that particular point. That's a good guess, but not on the list today.
Not on the list.
Not
okay.
On the list. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Not the old 7-year itch. Not on the list today. Things that make you itch. That's what we want to know. Things that make you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, insulation, grass, sunburn, allergy, lice. What is the number 2 answer? Down to 4 minutes now. Can you believe this? 4 minutes with this one answer hanging out there. Things that make you itch. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
This is going to make you laugh.
All right.
Bra strap.
Well, I don't know. I've never had any experience with that, but is that a big itch that people
yeah.
have?
Okay. It is for women, but how about money?
Money. You know, money's a good one. Not on the list, but those are both good answers.
No money, no bra straps. You know, I just don't know about that particular one, but money, you know, what is it, what's the thing with money? If your palm itches, you're supposed to get money. Isn't that what is that the old wives' tale? If your palm itches, there's 2 things that are supposed to itch, and one is it your palm that you get money? I don't remember, but here we are. Something that makes you itch. Something that makes you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, insulation, grass, sunburn, allergy, lice. What's the number two answer? Things that make you itch. 3 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that make you itch. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about pets?
No pets.
Dogs.
Nope, no pets. No cats, no dogs. No pets on the list today. Things that make you itch. One answer left, and we're about down to 2 minutes now. 2 minute warning coming up here on things that make you itch. Does anybody know what this final answer is? Holy mackerel. The number two answer on the list, and we are at the 2 minute warning at this point. Things that make you itch. Go ahead, caller.
Would fiberglass can be considered insulation?
You know, I don't know. It's not on the list. I think they're separate things, but it didn't make the list, but a good guess.
Well, how about, I know it's probably not on there, but how about nettles?
I don't see that either. This is a very common thing.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Things that make you itch. One answer left on the list. 90 seconds to go. Things that make you itch. Are we going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
Measles or chicken pox?
That's it. Measles and chicken pox. Number two, I can't believe it took so long to get that one.
Yay!
You got it.
I got it.
You got it. Well, you're the big Friday winner. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, measles and chicken pox. That was number two. Name something that makes you itch. Bug bites, chicken pox and measles, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, insulation, grass, sunburn, allergy, and lice. All right, I'm going to be here till 1 o'clock today, so don't go anywhere. We're going to do some more Family Feud. Remember, Center Street doing the COVID test tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., 136 West Center Street. You don't need any doctor's orders or anything. And the Holiday Bazaar at the Clarendon United Methodist Church tomorrow. Let me get the time for that here. Clarendon United Methodist Church. 43rd Annual Holiday Bazaar, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. out on State Route 95. We're going to do more Family Feud here this morning. We are going to, let's see here, what do we got? We are going to do a lot of stuff. I'm going to be here through 1 o'clock. More Family Feud. Stay tuned. You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. 107.1 FM from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy too with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
He's
never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
you weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I
Hillary.